Right away, they call me a communist. They call me a socialist. Like, you're not a conservative. You're not MAGA.
That's what people say. You cannot be that. Time out. You cannot be MAGA and Mamdani. Why not? Why can't you be? To me, it's the most natural thing in the world.
When Zohran Mamdani, a democratic socialist, met with Donald Trump in the Oval Office, it wasn't supposed to go well.
The president has been repeatedly referring to him as a communist.
But then...
Congratulations, Mr. Mayor. The better he does, the happier I am. We're going to be helping him to make everybody's dream come true.
People started looking at me like I was a fortune teller, like I had somehow told the future, and I started believing it.
Something strange is happening in New York City. A new group of voters is emerging, and they're quietly challenging our most basic assumptions about politics.
What box would you put me in? I wouldn't say really any box at this point.
In 2024, New York shifted to the right, more than it had in decades. Just a year later, the city swung back to the left, electing its first ever socialist mayor. But here's where it gets weird. Some of the same voters were part of both waves.
A lot of my voters actually voted for him.
One in ten.
And I'm okay with that.
If politics is all about which team you're on, this kind of thing isn't supposed to happen.
I mean, did you see the guy who has the MAGA from Mamdani hat?
So who are these voters? What are they after? Are they just outliers? Or are they a preview of whatever comes next?
I'm just trying to figure out what's up with these highly weird election results. How you doing?
What's up, man?
You got thoughts on these too?
Let's talk Trump and
Mamdani.
Who the fuck is that?
Finding Trump to Mamdani voters was never going to be easy.
You got thoughts on Trump and Mamdani?
According to exit polls, about 1 in 10 Trump voters in New York also voted for Mamdani.
Hi, guys.
Which may not sound like a lot, but in politics, those kind of margins can swing elections.
Quick question. I got 5 minutes. 1 in 10 New Yorkers who went for Trump also voted for Mamdani. Like, how do you make sense of that?
I have no idea. I definitely did not. It does not make sense.
Time out.
Yeah. So basically, you're a hypocrite at that point. Like,
I mean, if you did, there's something you got to screw loose.
So when I go, MAGA for Mamdani makes me cry. My friend who's a Republican goes, that's the line I like. MAGA for Mamdani makes me cry.
Ron Barba is an actor, a stock trader, and the unelected leader of MAGA for Mamdani.
I think a lot of people, right from the jump, they look at MAGA for Mamdani and it's confusing.
That was the most beautiful thing. When I showed up at the rally, is to see the faces.
Oh my God, bro.
Oh, hell no, man. What the fuck?
Boom, a home run right from the get-go.
We had someone come to our Forest Hills rally with a hat that said MAGA Mamdani.
Different news outlets asking me questions about it.
Literally, that's one of those moments where I was like, is this AI or not? Because you never know these days, but he's real, right?
Yeah, yes.
This is real.
People taking pictures with me immediately, and people started commenting, this guy is sick, this guy can't be MAGA, what am I looking at? I don't know why it was natural to me. That is where you could go do the psychological, you know, analysis of me.
It's easy to dismiss Ron as an outlier. And in a way, he is. Most Trump to Mamdani voters live in working class immigrant communities across the city. And many belong to a group that the Democratic Party has been losing for years.
What's up, brother?
Young men.
I was not born here. I was from Sri Lanka. I just became a citizen. So.
Hey, congratulations. If you were a citizen, would you have voted for Donald Trump?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you voted for Mamdani?
Yeah, Mamdani, yeah, obviously.
What's up with that? Help us understand that.
I mean, they both want the same thing, affordability.
Affordability. Everybody's talking about it. And in New York, it's impossible to ignore.
New York is expensive as fuck. Let's start with that.
My rent right now is like $4,000 for a three-bedroom.
$4,000 for a three-bedroom?
Everything's going up. The food's going up. Rich people get rich and poor people get poor.
What's it like raising a family when that's so expensive?
Exhausting.
When I was a teenager, I really bought into this American dream. That small house, family, white picket fence. And the older I got, the more I realized that that was reality of the 1950s and 60s, not necessarily anymore.
Christian Spariosu has lived his whole life in a rent-stabilized apartment in Queens. His dad's a cab driver, mom's a house cleaner, and he makes $20 an hour working at his local gym. Christian's politics are complicated.
During the 2016 election, I was super pro-Trump. I would watch like all of his speeches on TV.
The only people brave enough to vote out this corrupt establishment is you, the American people.
Even though I couldn't vote, I was super fond of him. Trump was the best. He's going to like change America for the better. This economy is going to work for everyone.
And we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
When I went to college, I was the president of the Siena College Republicans for a few years. We did a lot of stuff at Turning Point USA. Yeah, so this one I got when I got invited to go to CPAC in the beginning of 2020. I got to see the president speak. I got to meet many folks such as Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
And he's someone who really got me into politics because,
sure.
Yeah, like freedom. It was just a phenomenal time. And during that time in CPAC, every year they have a certain theme.
Let's talk about socialism.
Like, socialism is evil, and I've really bought into this. I'm like, so, like, this is, like, the worst thing ever. Like, some of these countries, like Sweden, for instance, Scandinavia, like, I thought, like, they weren't doing so well. When I got to study abroad in Japan for my last year of college, that opened my eyes. How not every country is like America. There was one point in Japan I had to go to the hospital for a medical emergency. They have universal health care in which the government pays 70% of the cost, you pay 30% of the cost. It's a done deal. Just out of pocket, I paid somewhere between like $30 to $50 for like a full day. And I got world-class care I'll never forget. It just goes to show that we're not number one in many ways. When it comes to America first and being for the people, I don't think...
Got some work to do.
Yeah, I think we have plenty of work to do, yeah, personally.
Christian first crossed paths with Zoran 2 years ago after a heavy storm flooded his kitchen.
So my roof started leaking for about 3 months. I would ask my landlord, please fix it. He didn't want to do it because...
He's a landlord?
Yeah, he's just a landlord. Kept calling 311, which is like the city hotline for help. And no one ever responded to me.
But then Christian called up Zoran's office.
A couple days later, an inspector actually came, cited a couple safety violations. And because of the fines that the landlord received, he was forced to fix my leak and provide me more heat.
Whoa.
And that was the first time a politician actually did something for me. I would say when that happened, Zoran, he really earned my respect. He just caught my eye in general. He was pulling at like less than 1% when he started running at the beginning of 2024. And during that first Democratic debate, there was a question that was asked.
The first foreign visit by a mayor of New York is always considered significant. Where would you go first?
Almost every single one of these candidates said,
I would visit the Holy Land.
I would go to Israel.
Yeah, I'd make my fourth trip to Israel.
My goal would be to take my first trip to Israel.
Mr. Mamdani.
Zoran, he was the only candidate that said,
I would stay in New York City. My plans are to address New Yorkers across the five boroughs and focus on that.
And that was the answer that you would think is common sense, but every single one of these candidates said a foreign country, which is just crazy. I admire these folks that go against the grain. And that's part of the appeal of Trump to me initially, how he was considered an outsider.
When Trump won in 2024, Zoran broke from the script again, heading to Fordham Road in the Bronx, a neighborhood that had swung hard toward Trump.
And who did you vote for?
Trump.
Donald Trump.
I voted for Trump.
When I asked those New Yorkers why did they vote for the president, they told me again and again it was cost of living, cost of living, cost of living.
Him freezing the rent for every rent-stabilized tenant, if he can actually do that, that'd be phenomenal. That would help a lot of people. Because a lot of people are getting priced out of the story because of the gentrification. Just all over New York. I think economics and affordability, that's what wins elections.
It appealed to you.
Yeah, it appealed to me. Like, I think one of the most conservative things you can do is trying to get people to have a family,
yeah,
with no-cost childcare. Like, being able to have a family and afford to have kids, how is that not conservative?
So these guys, Trump and Mamdani, very different people, both talking about affordability. How do you tell who means it and who to trust?
I don't know. Superman in the Justice League ain't real, so like, I don't know who the hell gonna help us for real.
Is a lot of politicians, when they get in charge, they try to change the rules. We just saw that with Trump, right?
I saw very quickly, within like the couple months of his second term in office, how he's not prioritizing the American people. He cares more about bailing out Argentina for however many billion dollars, sending so much foreign aid to Israel. When we have so many homeless people here, people struggling, the economy's not doing good. I'm really hoping Zoran sticks to his promises, because I think a lot of Americans are fed up with the two-party system. It seems to be working for the millionaire and billionaire class, the top 1%, as opposed to the shrinking middle class and the working class.
On a cold January morning, Zoran Mamdani stood on the steps of City Hall and promised a new chapter for New York City.
This will not be a tale of one city governed only by the 1%. It will be a tale of 8.5 million cities, each of them a New Yorker with hopes and fears.
It was an ambitious promise that every New Yorker could be an author of that next chapter.
Few of these 8.5 million will fit into neat and easy boxes. Some will be voters who supported President Trump a year before they voted for me.
So now comes the test. Can this coalition of Trump voters, liberals, and socialists actually take on an economic order that's pushed so many to the edge in America's richest city? And what would it mean for the rest of the country if they did?
As Americans, we can realize it's not Republican versus Democrat. It's more of like a class war, regardless of your political identity, race, religion, gender. The middle class is shrinking, becoming obsolete. Income inequality is getting larger and larger by the year. People are going to unite and then say, we're done with this.
For too long in our city, freedom has belonged only to those who can afford to buy it. Our city hall will change that.
That, or we're going to need to send a lot more young men to Tokyo.
Japan had changed me in many ways, because if I didn't go there, I don't know how I would be politically, I don't know where I would be in my life. I've always thought like money would buy happiness and all this stuff. And then I realized there's more to life, and how in a country like Japan or some of the Scandinavian countries, they don't have to worry about bills as much. They don't have to worry about medical debt. I got to see this social safety net, and I wish folks could go there and see firsthand. And then come back and call me a communist.
Hey, did you like that? Well, hit like and subscribe to get more and more Perfect Union right in your feed. And if you've got a story, go ahead and drop it in the comments, or put it in a mailbox, or strap it to a pigeon. But seriously, like this channel, please.